I've got the nomination papers and all, and they will be lodged now shortly. So they will. And I've actually met with Pat Doherty, met me actually out in Lufford, just by coincidence at the same venue we're at, and congratulated me on and well, wished me well on the challenge.
But the next stage for yourself now will be getting the backing of the SDLP party executive. Would you be confident that you would get the backing of the party?
Well, I hopefully be confident enough to get the backing of the party, since I am a candidate that has put my name up twice in an election. And my first election, yes, I got out 0.6 of a vote, got me elected. But this time I went in and I doubled my first preference votes. So that says something about myself as a candidate. I put myself before the people twice now.
Are you the best person to go forward for the party in West Tyrone?
Well, Barry, I feel so, because I am not afraid to challenge anyone on any issues. I won't get into any confrontations with anybody like that, but I have a good record of being in council and not afraid to challenge my opposition, no matter what party they are.
Now, it's my understanding that another representative from the SDLP in Strand, who is unelected and has never run in an election, will also be putting his name forward for the Westminster elections. If he was to get the nod ahead of yourself, would you then consider your position within the party?
Barry, we'll wait and see. Now, and I do believe, as you, the saying is, you crawl before you walk. The other candidate had a chance to put himself up for council, but didn't. He thought bigger and better things he wanted. But I can say now, I'm an SDLP councillor, and I will be an SDLP councillor, whether I get nominated or I don't get nominated.